So I'm Tone. I'm a person in recovery from, I don't know, so many labels. Codependency, maybe. I think so. Booze, marijuana. So last Monday, I reached my unofficial 8 months sober milestone, which is awesome. I hear you on the no crosstalk. You're lucky. I love talking about myself, so I really love the sound of my own voice. That's a, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Let's see. Where do I start? I'll start at the beginning. So from the very, very beginning, I was born 9 weeks too early. I'm an incubator baby. So, I have this really scary ass pictures of myself as a baby in this incubator thingy, glass box. I remember seeing photos of myself when I was around 1 year old where I was looked really happy or something. But overall, my childhood has been basically been about me not really fitting in with my peers. I couldn't really relate to classmates or cousins or like people my age. I was very sensitive. So I don't know. A few years back, I used to think I was okay with being alone all the time and in my head all the time, but I don't think I was. I think I was very scared to connect to people. And it kind of led to me most of my childhood. I was afraid. I grew up in my head, basically, in my own world. Of course, not entirely. I had I socialized a bit with a friend I knew from kindergarten, with my sister sometimes. With my sister, it was like we either were drawing together like best friends, or we were each other's worst fucking enemies, like nemesis. My parents, I don't know, I felt like they never really got me when I was a kid, right? So, and I didn't get me either. And my mom had this image of what a healthy kid was supposed to do. So she sent me to play with classmates and put me on all these sports and all that stuff. Not any of them at the same time, I guess, but it's basically, it felt like you're making me do stuff I don't really want to do. That's not really me. I think being bullied or picked on in school, I never really grasped that until my therapist, my previous therapist said, like, yeah, you're a bully, dude. Maybe. That's maybe a codependent thing to not to justify that behavior a bit. But yeah, they were cunts. You don't pick on people. Well, kids do, and I forgive them. But it didn't help, you know. I didn't really connect to my peers. And I remember when I was between the age of 12 and 15 or something, I wondered to myself, like, is this life? Isn't there more to life than this? And I think I always thought that's a pretty dark thought for a 12-year-old kid, right? So anyway, fast forward to when I was 15 or 16. My sister was making these friends in the bar, in the town I grew up. And they went over, they came over to our house a few times to, we call it indrinken. It means you drink before you go to the bar and drink. I don't know what the word is, but so I kind of met some of these people, and I discovered that when I drank, it was very easy for me to connect to people. Like, I used to feel overstimulated and scared and self-conscious all the time. And when I drank, that was all gone. and no more inhibitions. I could talk to anyone. I didn't care. I was the clown. I was the positive dude. I don't know. So I kind of learned through the years to be the clown and always be positive, even if you felt like shit underneath that mask, right? So my brain was still going all over the place. I was still anxious. I was still worried all the time, self-conscious, low self-esteem, except when I drank. And I could quiet my tornado brain, I discovered, with some grade A quality Dutch marijuana, or as Duma calls it in a song, Nederwiet. Yeah. That calmed my brain up until it didn't. It quickly became, booze became, how do I say this? I started drinking more heavily toward the end of my, the few years before I got sober, but marijuana was I think from the age of 17, 18, 20, I don't know. Pretty much very early in my using years, it became kind of a problem. I was always fighting with my mom over this. Like, I would tell her, like, you're okay with me showing up home after the bar, piss drunk, but you're not okay with me smoking a few joints, da 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 da. Well, in hindsight, I kind of get where she was coming from, because that shit turned me into a zombie. Whenever I didn't want to feel, I'd smoke a joint, right? It became a daily thing. I would take my mom's car, go to the coffee shop, drive home. The way to the coffee shop, I always drove very fast, and the way back was probably blasting Bob Marley and driving like a fucking senior citizen, right? Turns out they were problems for me. They were big problems, because I realized this. I met my ex when I was 22, so that's 9 years ago. And we broke up last July. We kind of grew up together, except that in some areas I didn't, right? She was way too sweet for me in some areas. Like, I'd be smoking my joint outside, she was always with me. I'm pretty sure, I'm definitely sure I lied to her about how much I smoked. We got into plenty arguments over the booze and the smoking and the ridiculous crap I got into. My friends finding me blacked out on the bar toilet, all that stuff, me pissing myself after that. That's, yeah, in hindsight, there's lots of red flags for me, showing me that I could not drink responsibly or moderately. When I started, I couldn't stop until the stuff was gone, right? Or I wouldn't stop. I didn't know what that was. So fast forward to March this year. We got into this argument, and I basically blamed her for all the crap I was feeling, right? The fear and the anger and shame and all that stuff. And yeah, that fight wasn't pretty. I laughed at her while she was emotional. And then she said something that ticked me off, and I went and punched a fucking hole in the wall. In the door. I'm glad I did, because next morning I got up, made my breakfast, went to the living room. That night when when we had the fight, by the way, important detail, I had just been not drinking or smoking for I think a week or 2 weeks, and that night I drank like half a crate or an entire crate of beer, which then led me to feel like a joint, and went to the coffee shop and smoked. And I did end up calling my buddy, who I got through my treatment center, and told him I had relapsed, and he introduced me after to AA, to traditional AA. But anyway, the next morning I got up, got to the living room, and I saw this hole in the door, and that made me realize that there was no way in fucking hell I could blame all my crap on my my ex. And I realized I didn't know who I was, what I felt, what I needed, depressed. Yeah, it was just, I felt like that was my bottom, right? Being 31, being apparently not knowing how to deal with my, what I'm feeling, except for punching holes and shit. Not knowing how to live life without drinking or smoking. I got to a point where I smoked a joint to get rid of my anxiety, and it only made me more anxious. So the fucking crap didn't work anymore. So then I, the week after, I went to a meeting with my buddy, and I thought, well, what the fuck is this place? Talking about God, talking about how higher powers. I don't know. It felt like a scary little club, but I really loved the vibe of what's the word? Kind of the brotherhood, sisterhood kind of vibe, like we're one big family and we're just happy you're here. Kind of felt like, I don't know, did I end up in a freaking Disney movie or something? It kind of felt good, but also awkward. Yeah, so I kept going to those meetings, to those traditional meetings, but I did find that the God stuff got on my nerves a lot. And it pissed me off that whenever I, well, some achievements I had, like talking about a milestone in front of people in Amsterdam, it was 100 people there, and I grabbed the microphone. I was scared shitless, but I talked. And my buddy said, like, that was a real higher power moment. And that kind of stuff pissed me off, right? Like, I'm taking the reins over my recovery, and you fuckers are saying it's a higher power thing. It's me having big cojones at that moment, right? So I don't know if that's an ego thing. You just want to celebrate your own achievements, right? I felt there was something wrong with me my entire life. I searched for answers and everything but myself. And now they're telling me I have to find the answers in a higher power. That just didn't, I don't know, it felt off. So I took to Google and went looking for secular recovery. Taking a sip of my coffee. And ended up finding Tusnua. And immediately, I don't know, I felt right at home, like kind of like I had found my tribe, you know? The talk about anything recovery related. And by that time, I think I'd been going to traditional meetings for 1 or 2 months. But yeah, then I found the Zoomiverse, and there was this mythical, awesome spreadsheet with all these secular meetings. And yeah, I ended up really expanding my recovery then. Like, I felt like there were no more subjects I couldn't mention. Like, there aren't any hard no's in those traditional meetings for me, but every time I shared about me not having a higher power, or sharing about literature that was not official AA literature, there was always some guy sharing, like, everyone in long-term recovery has found God and da-da-da-da, big book. I'm like, Jesus fuck. I'm trying to be open-minded here and leave you with your recovery. Why not accept me for doing the same thing? But anyways, I feel like this secular recovery Zoomiverse, meeting all you lovely people has really allowed me to be more, I don't know if I would call myself humble, but I find I'm way better at dealing with the gaudy stuff at my CODA meetings, traditional meetings, if I ever go to one, because the only in-person meetings I still do are CODA meetings. I really love that I found CODA, because first time I stepped into those rooms, it again felt like I was sitting in a room with eight mirrors, and so many patterns I recognized. And so I'm really grateful for that as well. But I find right now that I have no problem with them reading the traditional steps and all that stuff. I just go there for experience, strength, and hope. And yeah, I do get annoyed sometimes when there's someone going overboard with all the stuff, but I don't know. I find it's easier to see it for what it is right now. And I don't know, so many great things happened to me in the last months. I met you, this lovely recovery family. I started a CODA young people meeting with two recovery friends, doing service with my meditation meeting. So yeah, I feel like it's getting better, and I still have shitty days, a lot of them, but things are moving up, I guess. I feel I'm learning to deal with life without any substances, and I'm learning that I get to have needs and I get to express them, and people won't ditch me. I'm learning that people appreciate me for who I am, not for the fucking mask I put on all my life. I'm learning to appreciate myself more. I'm learning to see that I have qualities that are, well, maybe not unique to me, but that make me me. And like, I'm starting to love the fact that I can meet a complete stranger and within 10 minutes I know their life story, right? I can disarm people. And those are things I always felt shame for, or felt like, aren't I too open with people, da 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 da. But I realize it's one of my strengths. And I'm meeting lots of people all over the world. I'm meeting people in my CODA in-person groups. Going to meet for a board game night soon with some of the young folks. And I feel like I'm finally learning how to be me, and to be me in a way I don't have to hide anymore. I don't have to, I will still sometimes language barrier here. I will still sometimes keep my mouth shut when people are talking about stuff I disagree with, but I'm learning to state my truth. And it doesn't always go smoothly, but I don't know, just learning a lot of life skills. I never knew about this stuff when I was using. I always thought I have to be the clown. I have to be positive all the time. I don't get to be unreasonable. I don't get to be childish. I don't get to be sad. I don't get to be angry. It always felt like it hurt to be me. And I'm finally learning it's okay to be me, just as I am, with all my healthy and less healthy character defaults. So anyway, I feel like I'm starting to ramble a bit, so I'm going to close it off. I just want to say I'm really glad I found secular recovery. I'm really glad I found recovery in general, even traditional meetings, CODA. I'm really glad that I'm learning to accept myself. And I think finally I'm grasping the one day at a time thing. My head was always 1 week or 2 week or a month or a year in the future. Like, if I reach this goal, then I'll be happy. If I don't do this, I won't be good enough. If I get through today, I'm doing pretty well. And I'm really happy to have you all along for the ride on my path of recovery and path of life. And I'm really grateful to have met you all, and big love. And I think that's enough out of me. Thanks, Malia, for having me. It was a bit last minute, but I think I managed well enough, right? Thanks for listening, everyone, and thank you for being here for me and for having me here and being part of my my life, which is getting better. Not every day, but most days, it's getting better. So thanks.